Tonight, James plays with Serenity. Serenity plays with Andrea. Andrea plays back with Serenity, and Mike plays with himself.
Hey, this is James from SurvivalPunk.com.
And this is Couch Potato Mike from CouchPotatoMike.com and YouTube and also Survival Punk's Facebook page and group at SurvivalPunk.com, kind of, but I'm never really on there.
Right.
And this is Serenity from Serenity.com.
Oh my God.
And sitting in as well as Serenity from Serenity.com is
Couch Potato Mike's wife.
Absolutely, our old producer, she's here today, because we are having a very, very special episode. James, tell them what you got in the mail.
I was contacted by the founder, JD, from Conflicted the Card Game, and I got a new deck, which I was running. We had deck number two. We just got deck number seven, which
deck
is
number
all about
seven,
the
financial collapse.
Yeah, it's themed, which I kind of like. I kind of like the themes on him over, like, general... You know, general survival. The mail just showed up. And,
squirrel.
Maybe I have new cool stuff. But anyway, so that's coming in the mail. And, I believe we will be working with Conflicted the Card Game a little bit more in the near future.
Yeah. Now, well, a couple of things. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying woot woot.
Yeah. Woot woot. But no, there's a couple of improvements that has actually been made. I don't know if they've been made previous to this deck or if this is the first time. But, one thing that we both like, they actually come in a traditional card box.
Unlike before, it was like a jewel case sort of plastic box, which, by the way, the deck that I got before, too, didn't actually sort of snap. There was no, it just sort of laid on there,
it
which,
just, yeah. You knock it off the table, it can fall out.
Right.
I don't know if that's just the one deck, or if they're all like that. But one other awesome improvement that I found is this deck is also a deck of cards, I mean, on the corners of each card is a suit, diamonds, clubs, spades, hearts, and the ranks. I mean, you know, ace, king, queen, jack, seven, three, two, all that shit. So when you're not playing that, you can actually use it as a deck of cards, and comes with two jokers, one of which is blank and the other of which is the rules.
Which definitely looks like it has a picture of Hillary Clinton on
it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Hillary Clinton. Which is funny that they made her the poster child for financial collapse.
Har, har, har.
Yep. So, for those of you unfamiliar with Conflicted, we're going to go ahead and read the rules to you. And it's good because now we actually know the correct rules for playing the game because we're kind of winging it before. But I'll go ahead with this. Now, rules. It's for plus three players.
I need you to read these rules in the voice of Jeremy Clarkson.
Every scenario assumes modern civilization is collapsing and the apocalypse currently taking place.
They couldn't hear that. Keep reading.
Oh. Rule number one, shuffle the deck and place it in the center of the table. Two, the first player reads a card and each player gives their answer one round. The player asking the question awards that card, the card that was just read, 1 point, to each person with the best answer. Number three, the game moves clockwise, and the process repeats. Play as many rounds as desired. Four, the player with the most awarded cards at the end of the game wins.
Awesome. Before we did not do that whole one person reads the card and then picks the answers. We did one person reads the card, and then everybody, including said person whom read said card, will answer the question, and then everyone try to vote on an answer, which is pandemonium because no one ever wants to vote for anyone but themselves. So now going sort of Cards Against Humanity style where one person reads and then picks the answer that they personally prefer is going to be much less mayhem.
Absolutely. Now, according to the first rule, I've got to shuffle the deck, so...
That's going to sound the best sound of this show. I love that. Fizzies down in my nether regions.
You heard that here, folks. I accidentally gave James fizzies down in his nether regions.
James.
With a deck of cards.
Captain Slow. Oh, what Mike is shuffling there. Did you guys catch the Grand Tour first episode? So good.
Absolutely. It was everything that we missed about good Top Gear.
Yep. So hopefully we can use our legally acquired Amazon Prime video membership to watch the second episode later today and not get it off the interwebs.
That would be fun. So, because I shuffled right into the microphone, I'm going to pick the first card.
Did you poop last?
Wrong game, my friend. Okay, and I picked the Ace of Hearts. What items could you buy cheaply now that may become valuable in a cashless economy post-apocalypse?
We just did an episode on this.
We really fucking did.
What items can you buy now that would be good in a cashless society? That would be like episode 125 of the Survival Punk podcast, guys.
Found at survivalpunk.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever great podcasts are available.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to spend an hour long talking on this again.
You could, though.
I could. We literally did. I'm going to just like sort of, I'm going to throw out, you know what? I still like 22 long rifle ammo for Bart. Some of the survivalists were, and guys were like commenting that, never barter with ammo because people come back and kill you because you have ammo. And I'm like, shut up, stop being sissies. 22 long rifle is the most common caliber hand rifle in America. Everyone has one. They're useful for survival and hunting. It's good. It's good money. It's good for barter. So that's what I would want to use for barter in a shit hit the fan scenario.
Now, can you buy those cheaply now?
If you can find them, they are still relatively cheap-ish. They're not as cheap and plentiful as they used to be.
Because that's one of the prerequisites on the card.
They are. I you know, if you can find them at Walmart, they're cheap. It's not, like, impossible, but you can find them.
Oh, okay. So your answer is...
22 long rifle ammo.
22 long rifle ammo. Going clockwise, Serenity. I'll read the question for you again. What items could you buy cheaply now that may become valuable in a cashless economy post-apocalypse?
Just one, you just did one.
Just pick one. Or you can pick multiple ones. You can give the best answer in the universe. I was just sort of, 22 is my top pick.
In your opinion, what items could you buy cheaply now that may become valuable in a cashless economy post-collapse?
Chocolate. I'm just kidding. I remember some from that episode. It was like gold. Yeah?
Yeah,
and you didn't agree with that, but you did.
Personally, yeah? I think precious chocolate metals would be a good idea.
That was my answer for all. We'll just keep it. Go.
Which one?
Chocolate.
Okay. Andrea, what items could you buy cheaply now that may become valuable in a cashless economy post-apocalypse or post-collapse?
You cannot phone a friend.
No, I have so many in my head, but I'm going to go with aluminum foil. It's off the wall, but when you're in a survival situation, you can use it for many things.
Yeah, but do you think that could become valuable in a cashless economy?
Possibly. Depends on how badly somebody else needs it.
Okay, so the choices are 22 long rifle ammo, chocolate, and aluminum foil.
What foil?
Oh, I want to take it back.
Aluminum foil.
I want to go toilet paper.
That's good.
I really want to go toilet paper. Can I go back? Please, just this time.
Okay, fine. Fuel. Would that be something
that would be good?
Yeah, see, now we're coming up with all the good ones.
Okay, so you say
toilet paper,
aluminum foil, and toilet paper.
Chocolate and fuel.
Chocolate and fuel, 22 long rifle ammo.
Yes.
So, in my opinion, let me see.
Churlet paper.
I'm going to kick you out of here. Off your own show.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give my rationale for all of these things, all right? Now, starting with the ammo. Right now, you said it's cheap-ish.
Compared to the way it used to be. It used to be it was like $15 for 500. Now it's like $20 per 500.
Okay. And it's actually kind of hard to find at this point.
That is correct.
Right. So, I mean, that one's kind of iffy about whether or not you can buy it cheaply, especially in bulk, and use it for later as, you know, like valuable barter or whatever. But, you know. Now, let me see here. Toilet paper, aluminum foil, or aluminium foil. Aluminium foil is very versatile. I've seen many episodes of Cutthroat Kitchen where you can use that as utensils, you can use that as your cooking implements, and all of that sort of thing. It's insanely common that right now, though. I mean, you can basically buy that anywhere, not just grocery stores. You can get it at the Dollar Tree, you can get it at the Dollar General. You can get it at that one little quickie mart that you're pretty sure is selling dope in the back room. And toilet paper? Well, when people run out of toilet paper, they're going to be wiping their ass on the phone book. And every single thing else. I mean, our ancestors used leaves.
Goosenecks.
And goosenecks. Now, going with chocolate. Okay, now, chocolate and fuel. Those are both very finite items. You can't, I mean, eventually you can't really make more fuel. And chocolate production starts getting really, really hard in a post-collapse society.
Especially in North America.
And this is, and we are talking about North America here. Chocolate is going to become a very barterable item. And unfortunately, so is fuel. So, unfortunately, and I hate doing this because it pains me so because I hate the bitch, I have to give this to Serenity.
Can you do not?
I'm just joking.
You want a card. The first card. Oh, I'm reading an ace.
What are you doing down there?
Waiting for my turn.
Are you pissed at me?
No. I'm editing pictures.
Oh, okay. Then say you're editing pictures. You looked all sad. You made me like, okay, I'm done playing now.
Next up. You were wise and saved gold and silver. No, oh, hey. Prior to the worst economic collapse your country has ever gone through, you have enough coin to keep things afloat for years to come. And it dawns on you that you could buy a few investments. What sort of investments would you make, or would you rather keep the coin on hand? You were wise in saving gold and silver prior to the worst economic collapse your country has ever gone through. You have enough coin to keep things afloat for years to come, and it dawns on you that you could buy a few investments. What sort of investments would you make, or would you rather keep the coin on hand? So I guess, because it's kind of confusing the way it's wrote. So the collapse has happened. You have gold and silver, and you could use gold and silver to last throughout the collapse, or you could use some of that to invest in things that you think will be worth more than the gold and silver. What would you invest in, or would you just keep the gold and silver? It was kind of a funky written question. I didn't really care for it.
You were wise and saved gold and silver prior to the worst economic collapse that your country's ever gone through. You have enough coin to keep things afloat for years to come, and it dawns on you that you could buy a few investments. What sort of investments would you make, or would you rather keep the coin on hand?
Yeah, it's kind of... I don't really care for the way it's written, but
well,
yeah.
Well, it's because you're only in the second chapter of your Hooked on Phonics books.
Well,
I read it just like you.
You could do both. I didn't say you couldn't, right?
Well, it's asking, would you rather keep the coin on hand, or would you rather make investments now?
And what would those investments be if you chose to make them?
We can't hear you smile, Serenity.
Because I don't know what to say. You would either save it or invest it in something that would be worth money, like what we were just talking about, right?
Right.
Like chocolate or fuel. Mm-hmm. Or toilet paper. I'm going to invest my money in chocolate and fuel and toilet paper.
Oh, we should have put pads.
Yeah. We're talking about that on a post on, remember, tampons and stuff like that.
Yeah. All right, so what would you do? Invest in barter items?
Yeah.
I'll probably invest, too.
In what?
Food. Start, canned foods and perishables. If I have the money, hide it away somewhere.
Non-perishables?
Yeah, non-perishables. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I do. Mike?
I'm going to save it because if we're already in a post-collapse world, the marauders are out there. And if you've got something I want, I'll just kill you and take it.
You're a douche. I was thinking about giving it to you, but then you said I'm going to kill you and take it. And then I'm automatically going to not give it to you now because you're a D-bag.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a D-bag.
Yep.
Let's see how much of a D-bag you think Lucille is.
Yeah.
Just call me Negan.
You just invest your stuff with me and we'll be toilet paper and chocolate and fuel tycoons.
Yeah. And she's red.
I'm sorry.
I am...
smelling like a rose that somebody gave me on my birthday deathbed?
Yeah, no... I kind of got to go with Andrea on food.
Woo! I think
food would be a good investment to have. Chocolate is too. As you've already won a card, you know that. Oh, you get to pick one now.
Pick a card.
Oh.
Read it in your best Sonny Bono impersonation.
Oh.
Put your little hand in mine.
What do you think of the United Nations Agenda 21? I don't know what that is.
What is the United Nations Agenda 21?
I don't know that.
James?
Do I have a thing?
It is a...
James would know this.
The modern civilization. We all reach for our smart devices.
Agenda 21, I've read about it. It's some crazy, like, thing to... It's crazy. I've never, like, looked into it because it's super crazy. Agenda 21 is a non-binding, voluntarily implemented action plan of the United Nations with regard to sustainable development. Is a product of the Earth Summit UN conference held in Rio de Janeiro.
What does it do? I hate it when you read, because you're eventually like, it might be different.
Yeah, because none of that stuff is useful. The blaze should have. Those following are looking for it.
See?
Spencer one, perhaps. Dover and Tell, a futuristic, only.
I will.
The UN led program spawned an authoritarian state where individuals are stripped of personal rights and freedoms.
What?
I don't know. I'm only getting bits and pieces.
Same from here.
I was not even listening anymore.
Because he assumes everyone can read his
Agenda 21, which is according to the UN's own website, is a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations system, governments with a majority, major groups in every area in which human impacts the environment. In so many words, the United Nations seeks to co-opt via individual governments and eventually a one-world government, privately held land under the auspices of ensuring its sustainability. Basically, they're using hippie sustainability to have a one-world nation.
Basically, they're reserving the right to, as a one-world nation, control blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you understand what I'm saying here.
You bet the card.
Okay. What items could you... That is the card that you won. My bad.
Okay, so it's her decision.
What do you think of the United Nations 21? Agenda 21.
It's not your turn.
Yes, it's your turn.
Yes, what do you think of the United Nations Agenda 21?
Are they going to tax us for it? I mean, if they're going to get it all together and do it like that, what is the people going to be able to say about it?
It looks a whole lot like you're fucked.
Well, then I'm not for it. Fuck it. I'd rather do it ourselves than have them do it.
Yeah, it looks really complicated and confusing and evil, but this is not a good card.
No, it's not.
Well, then let's pick a new one.
Do we want to... Let's vote. Do you want to pick a new card, Mike?
Raise your hands. Yes.
Nobody can see us raise our hands.
Yeah, don't matter. But
I raised my hand.
I raised my hand.
We are.
It's unanimous.
Okay. Serenity.
I am Spartacus.
Okay. Governments print new money to get themselves out of crisis, but usually that just postpones and enlarges the consequences. How should governments react to an economic crisis and why?
Boom.
Okay. So it's saying they have to print more money because we're running out of it. Is that because people are hoarding it and hiding it and keeping it in their banks?
Does it say for a crisis they do it?
Governments print new money to get themselves out of crisis, but usually that just postpones and enlarges the consequences.
There's not enough money in the budget. There's not enough money to meet the budget requirements, so they just print more money. To just fill the gaps.
How should governments react to an economic crisis and why? As opposed to what they normally do, in your opinion, how should they react?
My honest opinion is the people that get paid the most should not pay, and they should have to pay more. Like, give their money back.
It's not talking about taxes.
Not talking about taxes. I mean, like...
That's what it sounds like you're talking about.
Why pay for a president if we're going through so much money that we're having to pay to keep him protected? So... In a crisis, don't have a president.
So stop paying government officials.
Yes. It's your turn.
Okay. Let's see. Looking at the card again. How should governments react to an economic crisis and why? Stop borrowing from China. Quit spending money you don't fucking have. And I don't know. Yeah, quit spending money you don't have. I mean, well, that's preventative, but how do they get out of the crisis? Let me see here. Personally, I think real estate. Like, here's what we should do. We should take a loan out from China and buy Mexico. Then we can fix it up and flip it.
There you go.
And eventually, you know, pay that back that money plus interest. And, you know, we just keep going until we buy all of the countries all the way down to the Panama Canal. And then let Donald Trump build a little wall down there that we can afford.
There you go.
All of it's New Texas.
New Texas.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Yeah.
I was making sure you didn't have more to add.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Like a water slide across the Panama Canal.
Well, if we buy all the countries that the illegal immigrants are from, then they won't be illegal anymore, now will they?
Right. I kind of lean with running this shit like a business, so you don't have the money to meet the stuff, you're heading to the economic collapse. Start laying off those shitty departments of the government employees that don't do anything. On this show, we've criticized so many departments of bullshit that it's like, why is there a department for that? You're gone now. You don't have a job. I'm sorry. I'm not paying taxpayer money for a department of butt wiping. Fuck you. Your department is now gone. We're going to start like...
Oh, God, stop the markup on all the fucking shit, like $400 for a hammer.
Yeah. No. It was more than that. The Pentagon lost a couple $1 trillion this past year.
Lost a couple trillion dollars.
I'm like, Pentagon, your asses better come up with my money. I'm going to fucking bust up in there. Bitch, where my money at?
Shit, the average person, you lose fucking $5 out of the register and your ass is fired.
Exactly. So start cutting those low people there, monitor the money a bit more, and then focus on getting some cash. Like, maybe some of that government land that you have that's not doing anything, maybe you start making money off of it. Like millions of acres of like land that's just sitting there that the government owns, put in a Disney park, guys.
Okay, I've actually got a serious answer now.
It's too late. It's too late.
Legalize all illegal drugs and tax them.
That would also do it, yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
You should be able to do horse tranquilizers in the park.
Yep. So, that's my answer.
So you get to pick.
I'm not
going to
go like 17 hours on this answer.
You already did.
Yeah.
And y'all mixed your answers together. And I don't know what anybody
just
said.
Just pick me. No.
So, her answer was... Stop paying the high paid government officials. My answer is basically legalize all illegal substances and just tax them. And his answer is to lay off all the stupid government departments that don't need to exist.
And monetize things that they're not monetizing, but yeah.
And the mic dropped. No.
I did not drop a damn thing.
Oh.
I know, me and you both.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Mike's.
Yay!
You're divorced. Get out of here.
That is mine. I won that.
Oh, man. You're reading it because I'm not reading
it. Okay, I'll read your card. But you have to pick it.
I will pick the person and the card.
I'm going to put that in the box.
Let it go.
I can't hold it back anymore. Okay. Andrea's card. She gets a little gun-shy reading on a microphone. On December 20th, 2001, in Argentina, President Fernando de la Rúa resigned and fled the capital in a helicopter. In the days that followed, the country went through four more presidents and defaulted on all its debts. Unemployment would soar up to 25%, and local governments, unable to pay their workers, would simply invent and print their own currencies to pay for their bills. If this were to happen in your country, in the U.S., America, if this were to happen in America, would you trust the local paper currency? And if so, why? Or and if not, why? So, I have to answer that first. No, I would not trust the local currency. Not if everybody started printing their own damn currency. Because, for the simple reason, how do you know that any place else would honor it? I mean, it might only be good in that one area, and hell, it might only be good for a few fucking days. So you could end up with thousands of dollars of worthless money that's not worth the fucking paper it's printed on, if they're in fact printing it on paper. I mean, the money that you have in fucking Tennessee might not be worth a damn in Kentucky. Hell, it might not even be worth a damn in Memphis. So no, I wouldn't trust the fucking... I would not trust it. In that case, I would have to trust gold and silver. Because it's kind of the universal currency. That and blood diamonds. You know, like in that movie, Night at the Museum? Your turn, James.
All right. I as well would not trust the currency, and I would go two methods. So I know in Argentina, what they actually did end up doing was as soon as they got paid in their worthless local rupees and make-believe currency they had at the moment, people were basically trying to transfer it out as quick as they could. In Argentina, they were mostly getting things like American dollar. Here in America, I'd have to like pick the most stable currency that was being traded a lot. So whatever that was, like if that's like I gotta start converting my paycheck to British pounds as soon as I got it, then that's what I'm gonna start doing. Whatever is more universally available at that moment is what I'm gonna convert my currency to. With also, like Mike said, some gold and silver in backup. Because that always works. And I know easier to get sometimes than buying like gold coins, which are expensive and not often like fractionalized enough to actually be useful in a lot of like local barter situations. You can buy gold necklaces And you can break the links off and pay for smaller things. So you're like, oh, how much is that worth? Oh, about an inch of gold necklace, buddy. So you just chop it off and hand it to them and they give you what you want. So stable currency and gold chains is what I'm going with.
Serenity.
I've invested all my money in zucchinis.
Oh, my God.
She is investing in cute smiles. Serenity is rereading the card.
Isn't this kind of like the last one that we had?
Oh, my God.
No. What?
No. Nothing?
No.
Talking about money. And
Are you trusting people making their own money, saying they're coming up to you with, like, a paper dollar that they just made?
Yeah, the Tennesseeo.
No, I agree with what you guys said.
Not to trust it? Why? Elaborate.
I don't know enough about this kind of thing.
But I'm with the guys.
I think...
I wouldn't trust it either. It's like they do at Disney World. You can buy Disney bucks to spend in their stores, but once you bought the Disney bucks, you're not allowed to take them back and get your money back, so you're screwed and have to take the, either spend that Disney buck or not.
Do they still do that?
Yeah, they were doing that when we were there.
Oh. And that's the thing, not even every store in the Disney park would take the Disney dollars.
No, I mean, some places had tickets. Like, the currency was a ticket. I agree with y'all.
And they made fun of that majorly on an episode of The Simpsons where they went to Krusty Land or Krusty World or what like that. And he bought like fucking $1,000 worth of Krusty Bucks. And then he gets inside and no place takes the Krusty Bucks. And then he turns around and they're like, no refunds.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty much the same thing.
There was an episode of Teen Titans Go or whatever that they were. Their currency that got popular was bees. Anybody seen that?
Really?
They were buying and selling bees?
Beast Boy had a whole bunch of bees.
Oh my God.
Well, what's here with the bees and stuff going away? they would be worth it.
I still remember that episode of DuckTales where that, Scrooge McDuck goes to this one island to escape cash because he's stressing out over money. And Fenton Vanderquack, his accountant, a.k.a. Gizmo Duck, accidentally turns bottle caps into currency. So now, like, they had no currency. They're like, you could just take whatever you wanted. You could have whatever you wanted. They're like, now, like, a fucking steak dinner costs, like, 1,500 bottle caps.
So I don't know who wins that card because we all are in the same agreement that it would be a no. So I don't know how we give that card out.
You just pick somebody.
Who doesn't have a card?
Me.
Give it to James.
What the fuck?
I would have picked your answer.
Yeah.
All right, it's my turn to pick again. Okay, Jack of Diamonds. When large empires bankrupt themselves, they no longer have power to hold territories together. The Roman Empire broke up into several countries when it fell, and so did the Soviet Union. If your country collapsed, what are the chances of states or geographical areas break away to form their own countries? How would this affect you? James. So, basically the question is, what are the chances of the states and geographical areas breaking away to form their own countries? And how would this affect you?
I'm going to say the chances are very high, since historical data says that that's generally what tends to happen. And they tend to group together in sort of regional mindset. You know, like, here in the South, like, it's sort of our own little culture. Like, I could see that, you know, Tennessee, Southern Kentucky, Northern, you know, Georgia. Well, I could see that being like a mini country there, like, which is the size of many European countries. And we tend to have some of that same culture, you know, that Southern pride that, every drink you get from a store is a Coke. And if you say it's pop, you're wrong. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So I see the chances being fairly high. How would it affect me? I wouldn't have a hierarchical federal government from Washington DC try to represent me that doesn't necessarily hold some of the same values that I have. So if your central government of your country is in your sort of, cultural center, i.e. it would probably be Nashville. I'm sorry, Georgia. Fuck you. Nashville is the center. So that's the way it is. Serenity, is your mother calling us?
Oh, no.
Rejectinated.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. live gorilla podcasting. Yeah, so I, generally, I don't really see a huge difference. If anything, I see that maybe, I think that it would be better to have your central government be part of your sort of cultural region. That's my thoughts.
Serenity.
Okay. I think that, what was it that, could it be a possibility? Was that part of the question?
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the chances of our country start splitting up in either separate states or just suburbs?
I think eventually if things got bad enough, it could do that. Yeah, I think it's a good possibility because there are already people talking about stuff like that and rumors that that would be something people would want to do. And isn't that kind of how we
already
became
started
a country?
Yeah,
but the 13 colonies and all that, we,
I know, like, several ones that have split up into north and
but
south.
But I also think there would be good things. Like you said, there would be no, like, major government thing over everybody. But I think that there would be negative things, too. Because then there could be someone like that in every small place, mm-hmm. right?
Like, we have governors already.
They could,
mayors
yeah, but
place.
I mean.
It could be worse.
It could be way worse, yeah. You could have more problems in if you're at the wrong place where somebody crazy wants to take control. That's my opinion.
Hun?
I'm with her.
No, so you gotta give an answer.
I'm gonna give an answer.
Okay.
Read the card one more time so I know exactly.
All right. If your country collapsed, what are the chances of states or geographical areas breaking away to form their own countries? How would this affect you?
Because we live in a middle of a state, and if our state decided it wanted to split up and become two...
Yeah, but what do you think the chances are of that happening?
It's not rare, so yeah, it could happen.
Okay.
And if
and
it
how would
did,
this affect you?
Families are being split up, and if they end up becoming, you know, everybody having their own president or law, are we all going to build walls around the places like one president does? So that's, I don't like that idea.
All right. Well, before I pick a winner, I'm basically going to put my two cents in on this because this is actually a pretty damn good question. Because I honestly think that the chances of this, I'm not going to say they're like through the roof, but I mean, it's definitely possible. I mean, we've already got states like California, who's been, because of this fucking election, threatening to secede from the union. Texas threatens to secede from the union every other fucking Tuesday. I mean, at one point, this country was made up of a bunch of basically smaller countries that a lot of times wouldn't even recognize themselves. You could be a wanted man in, like, Illinois and scot-free in Indiana, which is, like, right next door to it. I mean, there wasn't a damn thing anybody could do about it. So, yeah, the chances of that, of us reverting back to that, in my opinion, are fair. And I think it would have horrible repercussions, personally. I mean, because once it's a bunch of countries instead of one united country, who's to say that you're going to start, you know, recognizing each other's citizenship, their laws? I mean, it's going to restrict your travel. Like you said, I think it's going to... I mean, if you have families living all over the place, it could keep you from ever seeing or even talking to them again if they start deciding to sever fucking connections between them. Texas has its own power grid, for God's sake. It doesn't need the rest of the country.
We could start civil war.
Wait, none of like us said that. About shipping food and stuff. I mean, what if one, like,
I mean,
place
a place could literally
one thing
put it
with the other? We would fight over it.
I mean, what could happen if, like, the Northeast put a trip, like a trade embargo on the Southeast or whatever. All the states around us, like, decided, no, nothing's going in there. They could literally, if they were so inclined, starve out another state.
Like people did with
kill
Cuba.
Kill anybody crossing the fucking border. Mm-hmm. I mean, so yeah, I think it would probably be pretty bad, so I'm going to give you the card. I gave it to Andrea. Okay.
James.
Yep.
All right. We're only going to do two rounds on this.
Yeah.
Well, two rounds of, you know.
We're at...
Because we're already at, like,
36 minutes. Awesome. And this has been fun. This is the Seven of Clubs. I really like these pictures, by the way. This is a bunch of people standing around with gas cans. They're doing good. Which one of the modern countries in the world is a good economic model to be followed today, in your opinion, and why? Good luck. This is kind of a tough one.
So, Serenity, your answer?
I don't want to start with me. I don't know enough about that kind of thing. Like I said before. I don't know how other people...
Let's... I actually just picked another one that I kind of like better.
Okay, do it.
This is the king
Iceland.
Of spades. Yeah, Iceland.
They're all about green energy. I don't think they're in debt to anybody.
No. They said that someone's crisis is someone else's opportunity. With that in mind, could you actually get ahead if the economy of your country were to collapse with all you have now and how?
Starting with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I have nothing. Like, I have a kid. I have no money saved. No, I'd be screwed. I'd need help.
You could get by.
You would, because we're a tight-knit community, so we'd all get by.
Friend, James, you would have to take
lots
care
of blondes get by with their looks.
I don't know if I'd have enough to get by with. We're a family that does.
Well, it's not talking about getting by as much as it's talking about getting rich.
Yeah, but with what you have now.
Haven't succeeded that well myself.
Possibly with the skills that I have, maybe. If the world was bad off, people would need clothes. I could freaking crochet clothes or make stuff to sell. So I might do better than what I am now if everybody didn't have no money to buy nothing.
All
trading.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So I think, let me look at this card one more time before I give my winning answer. It said that someone's crisis, someone else's opportunity. With that in mind, could you actually get ahead in the economy if your country were to collapse with all that you have now? How? Okay, get ready for the winning answer. Yeah, I could get ahead with what I've got now, and here's how. What do I have now? I have a very talented, beautiful wife who is really, really good at making stuff. I've got some very gifted, intelligent children that are really smart at stuff. I've got a son that got entered into the National Geographic B finals. He's really good at that. I've got knowledge. I've got really good friends, tightly closed in loved ones, and I have got a fan base of loyal listeners who are willing to help us out, send us stuff, and completely support our endeavors, our things. I've got moral support. I've got friends and fans all over the fucking planet at this damn point who, if I manage to get them united, all bound together into one great place with all of their skills, their lost Jamaican skills, their social media skills, their connectivity, their talent. Yeah, I could definitely get ahead. I definitely, definitely could. Plus, I've also got a best friend that has a hell of a lot of guns right next door.
Here, you may take your call.
Thank you.
Your turn to pick a card.
Okay. It's
wow.
Those who can't see, she trained cards.
She looked at it, it's like, no, I don't like it.
Put it back.
That is a complex and convoluted card on inflation and deflation.
What is the difference between inflation and deflation and what causes each of them?
Oh, you'll have to start with me, and I don't know nothing about that shit.
Inflation and deflation.
I know about tires, not about that. That's the best I could do.
They mean financial inflation and deflation.
Have you not seen my wallet? I don't have no money.
Hash it out.
I want y'all two to go at it. Let's hear it.
Okay, basically the inflation, the difference between you dropping shit and me dropping shit. Okay, inflation is basically when there's a hell of a lot more money out there than there's gold to back it up, essentially. Your money becomes a lot less valuable.
Mm.
Like hyperinflation, for example, gasoline could literally be $500 a gallon. Deflation is where the money becomes more and more valuable.
Like your pennies?
Basically, like a penny could buy a gallon of gas.
Okay.
Now, I mean, the bad thing about now, what was the rest of the question?
What causes each of them?
What causes each of them? Basically, inflation is caused by printing a hell of a lot more money than you have the fucking gold or whatever to back it up. Essentially, that's what I was taught. And deflation is not, I don't know, the opposite. I lost my shit.
I feel like this is
Did a squirrel run by?
Definition answer. It's not like your opinion on what you would do. It was like, what's the definition of this?
Yeah.
But you got like 500 pounds of gold and only $1 printed. So this gold is now, this dollar is now worth 500 pounds of gold.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Well, I mean, modern economies aren't really, most of them aren't backed by anything. So it's built on faith. So the government start printing more money. It increases inflation, and then especially with the lack of trust in the government, people don't really like the money, so they print more and more, and shit shit costs more of this bullshit money. So, like, Weimar Germany, it was costing, like, literally a wheelbarrow full of money to buy a sack of potatoes. Hyperinflation. Yeah, so government prints more money, becomes less valuable, and the general population has less faith in said money. Deflation is a contraction of the money supply. We're not super knowledgeable on it, but if the money is being hoarded and there's not enough money, then you have deflation, and yeah, your money does go further. But
basically, a select few people have virtually all the money.
Pretty much. So, yep, that's totally it. Let me unscrew the mic and drop it so I may walk away. I don't know.
I feel like you'll both have the same answer.
Yeah.
Essentially.
That's the same to me. I was like, they both have
Give me the scissors.
You're not cutting the car.
We'll each take half the King Solomon method.
Yeah, so which one's going to be good and give it away?
And just give it to my boyfriend.
Yay!
Because he sucks my dick.
No.
What is wrong with you? He's picking on me on air. I'm leaving.
Yeah, no, you can't.
You can't leave. Where are you going to go?
To our house. That's where she's going to go.
No, because I'm the one picking on her on air. Here. I kid.
Don't pick
You're
that
one
long
of my
card.
People.
I didn't get a long one.
Good.
All right.
Read for me.
Okay. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart?
Oh, it's so damn good.
I would like to interject that I would say these cards are kind of hit or miss. Some of them I think are amazing and fun. Other ones I'm like,
meh.
Let's just shred those and move on with life.
I didn't like the last one.
Yeah, the last couple, the last two that we rejected, yeah. Is this one a good one or a bad one? Do you need to repick?
Well, she picked and she's going to want to repick. How did Argentina get themselves into the economic mess they are in as of 2015? What lessons can we learn from it? Well, my answer is obviously they keep Clarkson out of the country.
Yeah, I was going to go there. I was going to go like, God, they don't like Top Gear. I don't like them.
And as the BBC has proven, anybody that doesn't like Top Gear
is wrong.
Yes. Okay.
Well, I don't know. Nowadays, they got rid of the good ones, so I don't like Top Gear no more.
Clarkson, Hammond, and May.
Oh, another one. Oh, a long one.
That's probably the same one I
long
got.
Long one, probably.
Yeah, put it here. After the latest economic collapse, you became a small-time entrepreneur in order to provide for your family. Your government also needed more cash, so it came out with new regulations, fees, and taxes that you must pay. Now you must either shut down your business or operate it illegally. You just can't afford to pay these new costs. What would you do in this situation?
Yeah, what would you do, babe?
I would say fuck the government and run my shop illegally. Trust me. I mean, if my business is one that has a lot of customers and helping a lot of people, there's a very good chance that nobody's going to rat me out to the government, especially if they're getting screwed in the process as well. I mean, I would be good to buy clientele and keep it underground.
James?
I would find the corrupt-ass fucking government official that would be the one harassing me and pay that son of a bitch off, because most government officials are corrupt as shit. So that I didn't have to worry about these rules and regulations. And then, yeah, do what I could and then go behind the back on the shit that I couldn't pay them off on. So, I mean, that's, you know, fuck the rules. If they're going to make stupid rules, I'm going to work around it. And they really only penalize the people that are going to follow the rules anyway. I mean, it's just made to hurt the people that follow the rules. So
I don't think paying off a government official in a situation like that would be worth a damn, though, because who's to say they don't just take your fucking money and say, you know, and just completely ignore it and be like, he just tried to bribe a government official.
No, you can find the ones that want to keep making that money.
It's my turn, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so it says that there's new regulations and fees and taxes you're going to have to pay. Well, it depends on what kind of regulations that they are. If they're just monetary, it raises money, but and like, okay, what I'm saying is if keeping it illegally, if the penalty was like something I couldn't deal with, like what's the penalty for that if you break the law and you run that anyway when we're in a crisis?
So if it was cheaper for the penalty to pay the penalty than it is to buy the license?
No, I mean, like, are you going to go to prison? Are they going to kill you? What kind of situation are you going to be in? If it was me and my kid and I was going to be in huge trouble or my life was in danger, I wouldn't run it. Still, I would have to figure out something else. If it was to where I knew I could safely get away with it, then I would probably consider at least doing a smaller version of it under the table.
Because, well, according to the card, it basically says you can't afford to pay them because these fees and regulations have now increased to the point where you can't afford to pay them and make any money, so you have to legally shut your business down.
Or run it illegally. I answered that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you can't afford to do it legally.
I mean, if you can't afford to do it legally, then you don't have the money to pay the person like James wanted to do.
Yeah.
So his would have to be out.
No, not if the official's not going to probably take more taxes than that. He just wants his cut.
It's hard to choose. I mean, you would go still do it under the table or shut down. You ended up doing both, which is what the
depending on what the, depending on what on the penalty situation. Is
if
for getting caught.
It wasn't going to be like they come and kill you. And
death by Mongo.
Yeah. Or if I, you know, if I knew that it wasn't going to be bad, yeah.
I love you, Mongo, but I'm going to pick Serenity.
Yay!
You've been picking Serenity all week.
No,
I have not.
She felt your leg, damn it.
Got new leggings, that's why.
You call her beautiful, she feels your leg up.
Jealous much?
She's in my bedroom while I'm at work on my side of the bed watching musicals with you.
That's what best friends do.
Getting all greased up.
Alright. Now that we come to the end
Nobody's
of the game.
Nobody's getting greased up over
here. Because of the Grease Hotman movie. Because we watched Grease the other day.
Creepy girl, what he was talking about.
Okay, so.
We all have two.
Mike's
wife, how do you have?
I got two.
Oh shit, we all ended up with two cards.
We literally have to do one more.
It's a draw.
Not one more. This next card from Mike will decide the winner. Whoever wins gets three cards.
But he doesn't get to choose.
That means he'll be out of it.
Fuck,
he doesn't
doodle.
Because it's his turn.
Yeah, because he can't fair. Do it. Come he won't get his turn. Else.
And is communism good or bad? Why? How would you explain China being one of the most powerful countries in the world today?
I think we should flip a fucking coin. I don't know. I don't think there should be a winner. I think we all gave good answers. I think it should be a four-way tie. I mean, that's what it is.
I'm lucky I have two cards.
I don't believe in this everyone gets a ribbon bullshit. It must be a winner.
We worked hard to give our answers.
Yeah.
Because we are not you two.
It's a four-way tie. We all go out for our ice cream.
Oh, more Dippin' Dots. Yay.
It's and on that bombshell, y'all. James is going to slit his wrist.
And on that bombshell, I guess it is time to end. So for the Survival Punk Podcast, this is Couch Potato Mike.
This is producer Mike's wife,
Serenity.
And this is James Sequin Burnett.
Saying, always play games. It's fun.
It'll
stave off psychoticness in the apocalypse.
And don't forget to join the Survival Punk Army.
Yes, because the Survival Punk Army wants yous, guys!
DIY to survive! Yous, guys!